Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today coming up on this Tuesday. My last day until I head out on vacation. Jake Hassan's going to have you guys covered the rest of this week, the rest of next week as well. So a lot of great stuff with Jake upcoming here over the next few days. Because it's my last day for a little bit, we're going to talk some college football on the show today, getting into some Heisman Trophy futures. When I get back, we'll start previewing all the teams for college football and the NFL, so looking forward to that. We got the NBA draft coming up tomorrow. We will definitely dive in to the draft betting market. I'll give you guys my top 10, some bets that I would make coming up here in a little bit. We got a full slate of Major League Baseball. We'll give out some plays on the diamond. And then, of course, it is a teed up Tuesday. We got the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week out in Detroit. Give out some golfers that I like out in the Motor City, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Send in any bets that you guys have, any of your favorite questions, props, anything that you have, let us know. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session, and let's kick things off with a little off the glass. We have the NBA draft tomorrow night, and no surprise, the heavy favorite to be the number one overall pick to the Dallas Mavericks is going to be Cooper Flagg at minus 10,000. Cooper Flagg's going to be number one overall. There's really not much more that needs to be said. Probably as big of a lock after Cooper at number one is going to be Dylan Harper. The guard out of Rutgers is going to go to the San Antonio Spurs at number two. He is also minus 10,000. So first two picks pretty much locked into stone. We kind of know what's going to end up happening. After that, number three is where it gets interesting with the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor, the heavy favorite to go number three. He's minus 275. I think there are some other options that Philly could potentially go with. I could see them maybe going Trey Johnson. I could see them maybe going with Con Knipple. Maybe they reach and take an Ace Bailey or a Kawan Malawach. Obviously, Embiid just hasn't been able to stay healthy. So maybe they get, you know, a guy out of Duke, Malawach, who's an unbelievable athlete, is a seven-footer. Try to replace Embiid a little bit. Try and find his replacement in case he's trying to miss more games. I think they end up going with VJ Edgecombe, though. The Paul George, obviously in year one, the experiment did not work. We'll see what year two has in store, but they're looking for that third guy to go along with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid, hoping that he stays healthy. I think Edgecombe's going three, so really no bet to be made for me at plus money. Feels like the NBA draft this year starts at pick number four, and what's going to happen with the Charlotte Hornets? They can go in a lot of different directions. Feels like Charlotte's always picking in the top five. They haven't been able to land that superstar yet to really just catapult their franchise. They've had some nice draft picks here in recent years. Brandon Miller was a nice pick for them. LaMelo Ball was a nice pick for them. this is an important year where they got to get it right. And drafting at four, they're put in a tough spot where they could go a lot of different ways, and they're hoping that they can hit. I think they're going to go with Trey Johnson out of Texas at plus 425. He is to go number four overall. Trey Johnson's a really good scorer. He's good in the mid-range. He's a great three-point shooter. He can drive to the basket and draw fouls. He's not a great defender, but I think Charlotte is looking for more scoring to go along with Brandon Miller, so I think they go with Trey Johnson at number four. Then you got the Utah Jazz at number five. I think they're going to take Con Knipple out of Duke at plus 350. Knipple's awesome, man. I mean, we talked about those Duke freshmen all year. Obviously, Cooper Flagg got a ton of hype. Malawach is terrific. But Con Knipple is just steady Eddie. You know, he's kind of that like Kyle Singler ilk where he just does all the dirty work. He averages a very quiet 15 points per game. He's a really good defender, and he's just a three-level scorer. He can get to the rim. He's good in the mid-range. He's a good three-point shooter. I think that's the kind of player that Utah's looking for, so I'll take Knipple plus 350 to go number five overall. One of my favorite bets of the NBA draft is to take Ace Bailey to go number six to the Washington Wizards at plus 220. Been a lot of talk about Ace Bailey. When he was entering his freshman year at Rutgers, we were talking about him being in the conversation to be a top three pick along with Cooper Flagg and Dylan Harper. This draft process, his agent and his agency hasn't really done all that great by him. From what we've been hearing, like a lot of his draft interviews and workouts haven't been all that great. And they kind of want Ace to go to a place where he's going to fill in right away and kind of be one of the main scorers and main focal points. And certainly he will be that in Washington. And also the makeup of an Ace Bailey, like him being 6'10", elite athletic ability, good jump shot. Like those are the kind of players, those high ceilings that the Wizards are looking for. I think Ace makes a lot of sense if he's there at number six. So I'll take him plus 220. I would bet that at number six. New Orleans, I think, is going to go with Malawach at plus 350. I think they take the best player on the board, and I think that's him at plus 350. New Orleans could go in a lot of different directions. Obviously, they're not going anywhere unless Zion finally gets healthy and he plays a full season for the Pelicans, but I think Malawach makes sense for them, so I'd look at him number seven. Jeremiah Fears, I think, is going to go to Brooklyn at number eight. He is plus 450, the point guard out of Oklahoma. Fears is a good player, man. He's got elite handle. He's a great scorer. And Brooklyn, again, they kind of need help everywhere. I think they probably go best available. They're always looking for these guys that can get buckets for them. They went after Cam Thomas from LSU a few years ago, so I'd look at Jeremiah Fears at number eight. One of my favorite guys in the draft, I think, is going to go to Toronto, and he's 15-1 to be the number nine overall pick, and that's Igor Demin out of BYU. He's a 6'8 point guard, and he kind of does it all. And you think about the makeup of the Raptors and the players that they like to go after, right? The Scotty Barnes, the Kawhi Leonards, the RJ Barretts, kind of these big guards, these 6'8, 6'9 guards that can handle, that can shoot. That's what Demin does. They're always looking for versatile players. I think 15-1, Igor Demin going to Toronto. I like that at number 9. And then Derek Queen going to number 10 for the Houston Rockets. Kind of like an Alperen Şengün type player. Obviously, they just made the trade for KD. They got rid of Jalen Green. They got rid of Dylan Brooks. They need another guy with size, another guy that can defend, can rebound. I think they love having forwards that can handle the ball like Şengün, like Durant, and Derek Queen's another one of those guys. So D. Queen of the Rockets at plus 450. And then some other bets that I would look at. I told you guys I love Demin in this draft. There's a BetMGM special, first player to be drafted, Demin or Yakachunas out of Illinois. I would look at Demin. He's plus 165. And then also Demin's over-under draft position, under 14.5, is minus 135. I'm high on Demin. We'll see if these NBA teams are, but 6'8 point guard that can handle the ball, that can shoot the three, that can drive to the rim. I mean, the modern-day NBA, like, he's the kind of player that people are looking for. So there's some of these markets where you can get good value on him where I would take a look. All right, let's talk some baseball here on Sending In. We got a full slate today in the MLB. Rangers and Orioles kick things off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time at Camden Yards. You got Charlie Morton going for the O's against Jacob Latz going for Texas. Another left-hander going for Texas today. O's, I talk about this on the show all the time, have been awful against left-handed pitching this season. How about Charlie Morton? Started the season 0-7. Now he's 4-7. He's won his last four starts. Been pitching really well for Baltimore. The problem is I feel like as soon as I'm ready to get excited and buy into Charlie Morton, that's when he's going to let me down. So I don't want to do that. It'd probably be either Texas or pass for me today. Athletics and Tigers. This is a really interesting game. You got Luis Severino against Tarik Skubal on the mound today. Over-under is 7.5. And with Skubal on the mound at home, obviously Detroit's going to be a big favorite. They're minus 325. But Severino, we've talked about him on this show, his home and road splits. 6.79 ERA when he pitches at home in Sacramento this year. 0.93 ERA when he pitches on the road, and he's pitching in a pitcher's park tonight in Detroit. So Severino's been unbelievable on the road this season, going up against Tarik Skubal. Like, what if Tigers A's tonight is like a Paul Skene start for Pittsburgh, where it's 1-1 going into the seventh inning, going into the eighth inning? I like the A's tonight, plus the 2.5 on the run line at minus 140. I'd also take a look at the money line at plus 260 as well. Give me the Blue Jays on the first five money line at minus 120. Eric Lauer going up against Logan Allen. Lauer's been good for the Blue Jays this season, but he doesn't really throw all that many innings. He's like 3 2/3, 4 1/3 innings. So I just target the Blue Jays on the money line at minus 120. Spencer Strider going up against Frankie Montas today in Braves and Mets. Montas making his first start of the year. Whenever I see that, always inclined to bet a Yurphy. Guy a little over-anxious, excited to make his season debut, going up against a good Braves order, especially at the top of the lineup. I'll take Yurphy, minus 120. Yankees and Reds tonight in Cincinnati. You got another guy making his debut, his major league debut in Chase Burns. I mean, you're Chase Burns. You're one of the top draft picks in Major League Baseball a couple years ago. You're going up against the Yankees in your first start. Guy who has electric stuff. I would look at over 5.5 Ks for Chase Burns at plus 125. Maybe bet over walks as well if that pops up, because again, I expect him to be a little overamped. So look at walks prop, strikeout prop for Chase Burns tonight. D-backs and White Sox. We got Ryan Nelson going up against Jordan Leisure tonight for the White Sox. Ryan Nelson been really good here as of late. 10 of his last 11 starts, he's given up 2 earned runs or less. I'd look at under 8.5 in D-backs and White Sox. Pirates and Brewers going to pass on that game. Mariners Twins tonight out in Minnesota. Seattle, easy winner for us last night. They have scored 7 or more runs in their last 4 games. That is not sustainable for Seattle. I think the regression could come today against Chris Paddock. I'll take the under 8.5. Rays and Royals tonight in Kansas City. Chris Bubich has been unbelievable this year for KC. I'll take the Royals at minus 145. Cubs and Cardinals in St. Louis. That one's going to be a pass for me. Astros and Phillies. Astros have the highest OPS in baseball against left-handed pitching. They're facing Ranger Suarez tonight of the Phillies. They also got their ace, Framber Valdez, on the mound. I'll take Houston at minus 155. Nothing for me in Dodgers, Rockies, Red Sox, and Angels. I'm taking Garrett Crochet over 8.5 strikeouts. He's had 9 or more Ks in 3 of his last 5 games, and the Angels have the second highest strikeout rate in all of Major League Baseball. Nats catch the money line for us last night against the Padres. I'm going to fade them tonight and take San Diego on the run line. And then Marlins, Giants, Verlander on the mound for San Francisco. No play for me in that one. Let's talk some golf, though. Get to our guy, Nick Kenyon, here, who joins us on the Glasser guest line. You guys can always check out Nick's work at BetMGM, a senior writer, and give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon as well. Nick, first off, man, before we get to the Rocket Mortgage this week, we got to talk about the Travelers Championship this past week. Unbelievable finish, another heartbreak for Tommy Fleetwood. At this point, can you ever trust Fleetwood to win a golf tournament?
I don't know is the short answer, but the longer answer, I think, is like in relation to the betting market. It really is going to depend on the prices we see on Fleetwood coming down the stretch at future events. Like, if there's clearly a built-in tax on him to win the tournament, it's probably not something that's ever going to get my money. But if we start to see a little bit of a discount on Fleetwood in those outright markets because of his tendency to come through with these top five tickets, but not through for the outright market, at that point I might consider coming back in on Fleetwood. I'm of the belief, I'm an eternal optimist, right? If you find yourself there enough times, one of those times you're going to come through, right? Maybe not for Fleetwood, but it's all going to depend on how we see him priced in his future events.
Yeah, I mean, you got to feel for the guy, right? Great player, always like 25, 30 to 1 range, just can't crack through yet and get that first win. How about Keegan Bradley, though? He was the recipient of the Fleetwood heartbreak, wins the Travelers for the second time in the last 3 years. And obviously, there's been much made, Nick, about the fact he's the Ryder Cup captain this year for Team USA. He could be a playing captain. He could be the captain and also out there. Do you think with that win, he solidified that he's going to be one of the 12 on Team USA?
I don't know if he wants to be it. Like, the one thing that has always held true for me is what he said back in his introductory press conference is that he said, if I qualify for it, then I'll play for it, but I'm not going to pick myself to be a captain's pick. The interesting dilemma right now is, like, is there, you can probably count on one hand the number of U.S. team members who are playing better golf than Keegan Bradley at the moment. So he might be forced into a difficult decision where he might recognize, like, maybe only Scotty is playing better than me at the moment. So I don't know. Like, I think if he wants to pick himself as a captain's pick, no one would fault him for it, obviously. But I do think it could come at a detriment. And I would be very surprised, more surprised than not, if he was didn't automatically qualify and picked himself as a captain's pick.
Right now, U.S. -165 to win the Ryder Cup at Bethpage Black. That'll come up in late September. But let's talk about the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week in Detroit. Nick, Keegan Bradley, we just mentioned, he's teeing it up again, 18-1 this week to win at the Rocket Mortgage. Did you do anything with Keegan this week on your card?
You know, I didn't. I would not be surprised if he plays well again, given the birdie fest nature of this course. We just saw him rack up a really good putting week, gained almost 7 strokes putting at the Travelers en route to victory. The tee to green game hasn't been great recently, and the number suggests that, I mean, last week he was, what, 40-1? Now he's 18-1. That's too big of a leap for me. And in these events that are just, you know, go out and make a ton of birdies as the requirement, I try to focus my attention further down the board to try and hit a guy who can just get hot with the putter. And we just saw Keegan get hot with the putter last week and come through as a long shot. Can he do it two weeks in a row? I don't know. I'm not going to pay 18-1 to find out. So he's not going to be on my betting card this week.
Fair enough. Who were some golfers that made your card this week at the Rocket Mortgage? Nick, who do you like?
Yeah, there's only one player in the field that is 10th or better in the last 24 rounds in both birdies or better gained and par 5 efficiency. Those are basically the two main stats you need to have success at Detroit Golf Club. So I'll start off the card with Keith Mitchell at 45-1, plus 188 for a top 20 finish as well. He's 5th or better in all of the 12, 24, and 50 round model sample sizes. First overall in the 24-round bottle. He's gained on approach in 7 straight events, gained from tee to green in 4 of his previous 6 events as well. And he spiked with the putter a few weeks ago at the Charles Schwab Challenge, plus 5.8 with the flat stick there. So I'm hopeful that if the ball striking metrics keep up and he maybe has a good putting week in Detroit, I like Keith Mitchell as a profile, a guy who drives the ball a long way at a long golf course. I think he could do well here. One more amongst the short shots, Siwoo Kim, 35-1, plus 160 for a top 20. It's all about the putter this week. I mean, the tee to green metrics are outstanding. 4th in the field in the last 50 rounds, 3rd overall in the last 12 rounds. So he's clearly has something going from tee to green. The putter has largely proven more inconsistent than bad. The good news is he's gained with the putter in 3 of his last 4 events. Before that, he lost in 5 of his previous 6 events before that. So if you think Siwoo can do well with the putter this week, I like what he did at TPC Craig Ranch a few weeks ago. It was his best tee to green performance of the entire season, but he lost 3.3 strokes with the putter. That resigned him to a T15th at a course that is the 2nd most correlative golf club according to Data Golf. So Siwoo Kim, T14th at Detroit in his last appearance here, so 35-1, I'll take a flyer on that.
Very good. Any long shots, Nick? You like Keith Mitchell, you like Siwoo, anybody way down the board that you would take a look at?
Yeah, I mentioned the correlation with TPC Craig Ranch. So Ricky Castillo at 125-1 with plus 170 for a top 40. His best performance of the season came at TPC Craig Ranch, 5th there. It coincided with his best putting performance of the week. Generally speaking, Castillo is allergic to making putts. That week, he gained 1.2 strokes with the flat stick on his way to a tie for 5th at TBC card grants. What drove his performance that week, plus 7.9 strokes tee to green. So if he can replicate that, he's fourth in the field in strokes gained tee to green over the last 24 rounds. Stranger things have happened, but I think at 125-1 for a guy who has just shown you he can compete in these birdie fests and has a decent tee to green game, I'll take some pizza money on Ricky Castillo at 125-1 to grab his first tour win.
All right, I like it. 125-1. Nick, before we let you go, anybody that you would look to fade this week at the Rocket Mortgage?
I don't know if it's a fade, but Ben Griffin is a tricky one for me this week. He's 20-1 in the outright market, even money for a top 20 finish. And he's done that in five straight events in what is considered to be more difficult fields. Of course, he had a missed cut at Craig Ranch, but he's playing significantly better since that appearance. So I don't know how heavily to weight that. Additionally, I just don't understand the price. Like, it's very odd to me. It makes me feel like it's such a trap. So I'm tempted on Ben Griffin because he's the player that comes close to Mitchell in terms of that strong rating on birdies or better gained and par five efficiency. But I don't know. Something stinks about Ben Griffin this week. So I'm probably going to end up sitting it out.
I'm with you on Griffin. You know, a guy who's been that hot, who's been playing a lot of golf. Like, eventually you expect that to catch up with them, but he's been playing really, really good. Always great stuff from Nick Kenyon. Make sure you guys are following him on X at Nick Kenyon, BetMGM senior writer. Nick, always appreciate the time, man. Good luck this week.
Appreciate you, PJ. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. We got some questions in the chat real quick. Our guy, Reed Phillips. Yes, I need more of the glass man, LFG, my man Reed. PJ, any leans on who we might like to be a good guy? BetMGM, no sweat, home run token on. Reed, the prices aren't great, but you can't go wrong with like any of those Dodgers playing in Coors Field, right? Against the Rockies, I mean, I'd look at Freddie, I'd look at Shohei. Again, not great price. Maybe take a longer shot on the Dodgers, but the total in that game is 12. Ball is going to be carrying. It's hot all over the country, so the ball should be flying, but I'd probably just end up looking at that game. You also like a lot of overs today. Toronto guards, snakes and sox. Snake sox, I probably lean the under again. Ryan Nelson's just been so good here as of late for Arizona. Toronto and the Guardians, I could see the over. I like the Blue Jays first five money line. No thoughts on the total. But again, because of how hot the weather is, ball should be carrying at a lot of these places, so the over might be a good look. All right, let's talk some golf. Let's get looking at the Rocket Mortgage. It is a teed up Tuesday. We just had our guy Nick Kenyon on giving his thoughts. Rocket Mortgage, what you guys need to know. Par 72 golf course, 7,370 yards. There's four par fives on this course. The winner just about every year is in like the 20 to under range. Nate Lashley, I think one year, won it like 30 under. So there's going to be a ton of birdies this week. What makes this course really interesting is that usually when we preview courses, right, you want to favor guys that are long off the tee. You want to favor guys that are great ball strikers, guys with good short game. This course, I mean, it's interesting to look back at the course history and some of the past winners here. You've had guys that are some of the shortest hitters on tour, and you've also had guys that are some of the longest hitters on tour. I'd say more so, though, we're probably targeting some of the longest hitters on tour. So I would probably keep an eye on some of the longer guys in the field. This course only has one water hazard. I think it's on the par 5 14th hole. That's it. It's pretty wide fairways. The greens are kind of small, but not crazy. Not anything like Pebble Beach or not anything like at Harbor Town. I mean, it's a pretty relatively easy golf course, and you have a weaker field this week. Three guys that I'm targeting. The first one's going to be Cam Young at 30-1. Cam Young's got good course history here. He's played here twice. He's finished sixth, and he's finished second. Again, Cam Young, longer hitter. His average drive is over 300 yards. And how about recently? Cam Young, in two of his last three events, finished tied for fourth and finished second. Hasn't missed a cut either in his last seven events. So he's been very consistent. He's playing really good, and he's got great history. And again, he's a longer hitter, which is what we're looking for. Cam Young, 30-1. I think there's good value on him this week. How about Chris Goddarup, one of the longest hitters on the PGA Tour, 55-1 to win this week. He's had either a tied 28 or better in six of his last eight finishes. And even though the course history here really isn't all that great. The current form, the way that Goddrup is playing, the way that long guys off the tee have tend to fare here, I think Goddrup could be in for a good week. So I'd look at him at 55-1. And then finally, Ben Ahn at 66-1, top 20 in driving distance. And two of his last three events, he's performed very well. He was tied for 14th at the Travelers last week, tied for 6th at the Canadian Open. Benny Ahn bombs it. He's a good putter. Nice combo to have this week at the Rocket Mortgage. My favorite bet, though, if you guys are looking for a placement bet, give me Patrick Cantlay to finish in the top 20 at minus 135. On these types of golf courses where you got to make a lot of birdies and they're relatively easy, that's where Cantlay usually tends to thrive. We had him top 20 last week at the Travelers. That cash, I'm coming right back with him this week at the top 20. I don't think he's going to win, but I think he's comfortably going to be inside the top 20, probably finish like 6th, 8th, 11th, something like that. Give me Cantlay top 20 at minus 135. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be found on parlays and short game parlays. All right, let's talk a little Heisman Trophy, a little college football. Man, it's going to be here before we know it. Again, I'm going on a little bit of a vacation. When we come back, we're going to start diving into all the top college football teams, previews. We're going to have beat writers on, people that cover these teams, and get familiar with all these college football teams heading into the season. But three guys I want you all to keep an eye on for the Heisman Trophy. The first one is going to be one of the guys towards the top of the board, and that's Garrett Nussmeier at plus 850. Nussmeier might be the most polished passer right now in college football. At LSU, you know he's always going to have great skill position guys, right? We know their wide receiving cores are always good. Really tough schedule this year for LSU. They opened the season at Clemson. They got to play Florida this year at home. They got to play at Alabama. He's going to get a lot of marquee games. And with Brian Kelly maybe not necessarily on the hot seat, but certainly needing a season where he needs to get to the college football playoff, this is a big year for Kelly, a big year for LSU, and a big year for Nussmeier, too, if he wants to improve his draft stock. So Nussmeier, really good passer, would look at him at plus 850 to win the Heisman Trophy. Next up is going to be Ole Miss quarterback Austin Simmons at 40-1. And Austin Simmons hasn't played a lot of college football, but man, when this kid came into the game last year against Georgia, I don't know how many of you remember it, but when Ole Miss played Georgia last year, Georgia went up 7-0 and Jackson Dart got hurt on the first possession. It's pouring down rain, nasty conditions. Austin Simmons comes in against Georgia and he leads them right down the field in the pouring rain. And as a lefty, he kind of looked like Tua. And he reminded me of Tua coming into the games for Alabama, not in the national championship, but in some of the games in the regular season. And you just watch Tua play as a freshman and you're like, well, this kid's really good. It's kind of what Austin Simmons, the vibes that he was giving me. You're obviously playing under Lane Kiffin. That's going to be a very offensive-friendly system. You're going to put up a ton of stats. And Ole Miss is one of the easier schedules in the SEC. If Simmons puts up big numbers and they make the college football playoff, he's going to be right in contention. So give me Simmons at 40-1. And then my favorite bet on the board is going to be Ty Simpson, Alabama's quarterback, at 66-1. Right off the bat, if you're getting Alabama's quarterback at 66-1, you have to bet that. It's one of the top programs, as we know, in the country. They're going to have one of the best receiving cores, led by Ryan Williams, one of the best receivers. And they're out for blood after missing the college football playoff last season. On top of that, you also have Kellen DeBoer as your head coach, who's one of the best offensive minds in college football. And the key piece that's under the radar this season is that Kellen DeBoer is getting his right-hand man back, Ryan Grubb, this season. They were together in Washington when him and Penix were doing all those great things. Grubb last year took the job with the Seahawks. He stayed in Seattle. Now he's joining DeBoer once again in Tuscaloosa. And I think Ty Simpson's in for a big year. We don't know how good Ty is, obviously. None of us have ever seen him play in college football. But with the coaching, the supporting cast, the fact that he's the quarterback at Alabama, he'll get a ton of marquee games. That price at 66-1 is insane. So I like him. Austin Simmons at Ole Miss, 40-1, and then Garrett Nussmeier, plus 850 at LSU. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. A little PJ's plays here on Send It In. Give me Alec Burleson today to get a base hit against the Cubbies. He is 6-for-15 in his career against Jameson Taillon. Burley has been playing really well as of late and obviously has a great matchup with great history against Taillon. So we'll take Alec Burleson as our guy in going streaking. Garrett Crochet is going to be our prop lock today, over 8.5 strikeouts at +115. Crochet has recorded 9 or more Ks in 3 of his last 5 games, and he's going up against the Angels today. Second highest strikeout rate in all of baseball. Should be a great matchup for Crochet. He's going to be our prop lock. Dog of the day, give me Ace Bailey, +220 to be the number 6 overall pick to the Wizards. Bailey's got top 3 talent. He's exactly the kind of pick that the Wizards are looking for. And from what we're kind of hearing of everybody in his camp, the Wizards are exactly the kind of fit that Ace Bailey wants. He wants to go to a place right away and be one of the top options on offense. He's going to be that on the Wizards. So if he's there, I think Washington's taking him. I like that at +220. And then my favorite bet is going to be Patrick Cantlay, top 20 at the Rocket Mortgage Classic, -135. Yes, you have to pay the juice, but it's worth it. Cantlay, I don't think, is going to win this week, but he's going to be in the mix. He's going to be up there towards the top of the leaderboard. He loves playing on these easy-type golf courses. Cantlay, top 20, -135, is going to be my favorite play. Thanks again to Nick Kenyon for joining us today during the show. Once again, guys, Jake Kassan going to be with you the rest of this week and all of next week. I'll see you in early July. Have a great rest of your week, and let's cash some tickets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.